On Thursday, May 31st, the Committee of the Whole considered the third resolution of the Virginia Plan, that the national legislature ought to consist of two branches. This was agreed to without debate and became an important feature of the national government. Although the Confederation Congress had only one branch, most states had bicameral or two-house legislatures, so delegates were accustomed to this idea. Pennsylvania, with its unicameral legislature, was an important exception, and Benjamin Franklin, who helped draft the Pennsylvania Constitution, remained a staunch advocate of a one-house legislature. The Virginia Plan's fourth point read, "The members of the first branch of the national legislature ought to be elected by the people of the several states." First branch referred to the House of Representatives, an appellation not used until later in the convention. Connecticut's Roger Sherman, a general of the small state bloc, objected to a house elected directly by the people. He called instead for election by state legislatures.
"The people immediately should have as little to do as may be about the government. They lack information and are constantly liable to be misled."
Elbridge Gerry of Massachusetts, a protege of Sam Adams, articulated a concern of many delegates. America suffered from an excess of democracy, so a house elected by popular vote would exacerbate this problem. Gerry insisted he was a Republican, but the recent uprising by farmers in western Massachusetts, known as Shays' Rebellion, taught him the dangers of democratic excess.
"The evils we experience flow from the excess of democracy. The people do not lack virtue, but are dupes of pretended patriots. In Massachusetts, it has been fully confirmed by experience that they are daily misled into the most baneful measures and opinions by the false report circulated by designing men, and which no one can refute on the spot. I have been to Republican heretofore. I am still, however, Republican. But I have been taught by experience the danger of the leveling spirit."
Virginia's George Mason spoke in favor of a popularly elected House of Representatives.
"It is to be the grand depository of the democratic principle of government. It is, so to speak, to be our House of Commons."